for Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. Getting to work side by side with some of Texas Tech's top research professors is a boon for students at the Center for the Integration of STEM Education and Research, or CISER. It was established in 1992 and was initially known as the Texas Tech Howard Hughes Medical Institute Undergraduate Science Education Program. Vijay Jain, a tech grad in computer science and president of the CISER Scholar Service Organization, which serves as the organizing entity for the program's social and service activities, says that more than 530 students have benefited from the program in its 27 years.
The focus of research should start at the grassroots level at college, which is undergraduates. Why CISER is important is because CISER is actually facilitating those research, because not all the universities have funding for undergraduates to do research. It's mostly volunteering or maybe some kind of funding, like part-time funding, like maybe 5 hours or 10 hours, but that's not good enough research or active research that is publishable. That's what CISER allows you to do. We're actually providing funding to all these scholars to work up to 20 hours a week to do active research.
The Howard Hughes involvement ended in 2014. Those grants were valued at $8.5 million. Today, the CISER Scholar Program relies on donations and the support from colleges, departments, and administrators in the Texas Tech system. The CH Foundation is providing grants of $50,000 a year for a three-year period. Jen says CISER focuses on two areas.
The education part, we have education scholars in CISER as well. It's about the education program, and what they're doing is they're helping out at the elementary and middle schools, and they want to become teachers. So what their research involves is actually working with middle school, high school kids and creating programs. We also have something called traveling labs, where we have kits for certain courses where they're taken to like different schools around Texas, West Texas, so we can teach them. So that's the education part. And research part is we're just trying to integrate at what we learn academically into and apply it through research, like a form of active learning.
He says that more than 90% of CISER scholars go on to work toward master's and PhD degrees. The experience students gain by working on research while getting paid for 20 hours a week can show prospective employers or graduate school administrators a lot. For example, one student who worked on breast cancer research as a Texas Tech undergrad now has a fellowship with the Mayo Clinic.
I think doing research at an undergraduate level is a really good idea, and the university's initiative to push that is great, because I think research really trains us to think, to ask the right questions, solve problems, and take initiative of our project. And I think that's a very important skill, regardless if you want to be in academia or research or not. Just as be a productive citizen or a human being, you need to know how to solve problems, where to go to if you're stuck somewhere, to learn about mentor-protege relationships. I think these are important skills to have as a human being for now.
CISER scholars sometimes enter the program already having research experience. They can come from the program in inquiry and investigative thinking, known as Pi Squared, which is for incoming freshmen. The Pi Squared students can transition into CISER after a period of time and a review of their work in research. This year, there are 35 CISER scholars doing undergraduate research in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
If you are doing 100 people, it will be a little more difficult to keep with the goal and be organic. With 35 people, it's very organic that you can continue evolving. With 100 people, it'll be a little more difficult to change.
For Inside Texas Tech on FM 89.1, I'm Betsy Blaney.